And now we'll look at the Roman Catholic Mass. It was once celebrated exclusively in Latin, but after the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s, the Church encouraged celebrations in the language of the people. So in Peru, it was celebrated in Spanish, in the U.S., in English, and so on. People call Latin a dead language, but the Latin Mass is still celebrated in more than 400 churches every Sunday, and it's finding new converts among a group of young people in Miami. From Here and Now contributor WLRN, Jessica Mazzaros reports.
The Mission of Saints Francis and Claire is a Roman Catholic chapel in Miami. Traditional Latin Mass is celebrated here each Sunday. It's one of three churches in the city that offer this service. The mission has about 20 pews facing its single stained glass window, just above the altar. Father Joe Fishwick has been celebrating Latin Mass at the chapel for almost 20 years. He says he's noticed a change in attendance recently.
The fascinating thing is the number of young people who discover the old liturgy and who fall in love with it.
Father Fishwick says he's seen more and more young people at Sunday's Latin Mass since the death of Pope John Paul II 9 years ago.
There's indeed a thirst for a return to one's roots.
I think maybe, you know, the younger generation, which has had no experience of that, has been completely starved of it. They see it and they run to it because they've been so deprived.
That's 30-year-old Josue Hernandez. He's been attending the Latin Mass here for 2.5 years.
When you go to the older Mass, you have the Latin, you have the incense, you have the priest facing east, you know, like facing the crucifix, and the focus is completely off you, completely. All the attention is turned towards the sacrifice.
Hernandez goes to the Latin Mass with his fiancée, Vida Davagoli. She's a 27-year-old public school teacher in Miami.
You come into it and you're kind of lifted to another world, which is what's really supposed to happen on a Sunday when you're praying in really a truly beautiful way and not just kitschy or trendy or what's going with the times, but what is timeless.
Hernandez and Davagoli are members of Juventutum Miami, or Youth Miami, an international federation of young people between 16 and 36 who seek to grow closer to God through traditions of the Catholic Church, specifically the Roman Rite. Juventutum started 8 years ago in Switzerland. The Miami chapter has been around for a year. 30-year-old Aramis Perez is the group's unofficial leader.
We realized that we had a group of young people committed to the church, committed to each other, and interested in bringing what we're discovering at the traditional Mass to other young people.
At a traditional service, the priest is not the only one speaking in Latin. Congregants respond and pray in Latin as well, including the younger members. Here, Juventutum members recite the Hail Mary in Latin.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Benedicta tui mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei.
Ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Josue Hernandez and Vida Davagoli plan to marry at a traditional Latin Mass this December. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.